Oh, I might have just accidentally done it, but it'd be nice to...
Lynn, are you ready or do you want another minute?
No, go ahead.
Yeah? Okay.
Yeah, I'm good to go.
Yes.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everybody. Thank you for attending the Law Enforcement and Public Safety Committee, June 5th, and we're at 5:15 tonight. And we have everybody present except for Mr. Fabiano. She still may come. Everybody received a copy of the minutes and wanted to know if we could make a motion to approve the minutes.
So moved.
Thank you. Second?
Second it.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, that's that. Okay, so the first resolution we have is Resolution 210, which is adopting proposed local law number 9 of 2018, a local law to adopt a countywide notification requirement for the trapping of free roaming feral and or stray cats. So last night in Public Health Committee, there were two changes. And hold on, let me just flip. In the definition section of the actual local law, section 2, there was crossing out of. Does everybody have it? Do you need me to read it or can you see it or whatever you want me to do?
I can see it.
You can see it? Okay.
I'm good.
You're good? Okay. So there was some changes there and then. TNR is stricken out in most of the stuff, and in section 5 of the records, there was, in the last section, there was crossing out and adding of providing written certification for euthanasia. So those were the couple of changes. And from what I understand, it doesn't seem to be substantial to make it where we're going to start all over again. I just want to know if there's any discussion on it, what the committee feels, Legislator Haynes.
Yeah, I actually have, I understand that in health last night, they removed a lot of the TNR references, and it was of the opinion that from both the majority and the minority council that the law was not changed enough to change significantly enough to go back out to public comment. I don't know really quite how I feel about that. However, I do have several pieces of the proposal that I don't particularly agree with, and I actually question. The notification.
Do you have a section that we can?
Yeah, complete? Absolutely. Yeah. Section 3,
okay.
Under notification requirements.
Yeah.
I'm concerned with this actually becoming a property rights owner infringement. If you have a cat that's on your property and it's a stray or feral cat, what are you to do with it, number one? If it's injured or if it's in distress. In Section 3 also, an individual intending to trap cats within municipal boundaries shall file prior written notification. Okay, so if you wake up in the morning and you have this injured cat with some puncture wounds in it and it's crawling across your front lawn, it needs to be trapped because it needs to be, whether you're going to bring it somewhere to get, you know, help or assessed or what have you, really no time for a notification, so... That's one of my concerns.
Okay.
The other, there's still a lot of references in here to TNR. Page 3, all the way at the bottom, section 4B. No cats with tipped ears shall be retained, but instead shall be immediately released at the location which they were captured. I believe that still is considered part of trap, neuter, release. Again, on page 4, section 4C, cats assessed as feral shall be sterilized, vaccinated, ear-tipped, and returned to a site within 50 feet. That's still TNR. If an adopt, E, If an adoptable cat is not reclaimed by an owner and is a suitable home or shelter is unavailable, the cat may be returned. Again, I feel that that's still part of TNR. Again, on page 5, item number, I think, is at 6. The cat was returned to its original origin. Include the exact location of the return within 50 feet. She also is asking, the legislation is asking for you to register your home and your address. If you get the cat and you don't really, they can't find or rehome it, for the original owner to come and find you. To me, that's a little bit of an invasion of privacy, letting them know the actual home that you live in. The one thing that really gets me is the euthanization. Who is responsible for paying that vet bill as it's proposed here? Because vets aren't just gonna assess your cat, whether it's deemed, yes, you can euthanize it or not, that still incurs a cost.
Right.
So my biggest fear with this, although it has very good intentions, my biggest fear is that people are just not going to follow this, and the cats will face a worse demise than euthanization. So those are some of my concerns regarding this, even in its amended state.
When you say cats are going to face a worse demise, you mean people are going to be like, oh, this is too much trouble, I'm just going to let them.
We had a public comment from a gentleman that resided in the town of Kerhonkson that just basically said, I'll shoot the cat.
Right.
Does it violate Department of Health law? Also, there are certain, as the law states now, these organizations are permitted to euthanize with a certificate, so long as they're under the guise of a licensed veterinarian. I just don't know if people are going to go to this extent. And my thing is that, they could face a worse death. There are cases where euthanization are required. And another thing, so if you trap a cat and you're going to return it, well, are you assessing it for disease, for, mange? Is it going to make it through the winter? We're not looking into any of those issues.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my biggest fear, is that these cats that are free roaming would face a worse fate. And I don't know that we're quite here with that yet.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I do share the concern about the bureaucratic oversight. I know people in areas where there are feral cats running around and they're able to just grab them, spay or neuter them. And I'm not sure that they'll make the effort to do those things. I think they're trying to be responsible.
Yeah.
But this adds a whole layer of bureaucratic obligation.
Mm-hmm.
And on the one hand, you want to make sure this is regulated and people are doing the right thing. On the other hand, I'm not sure that, again, by adding this extra layer, it's gonna help or make matters worse.
Mm-hmm.
And so yeah, I mean, there's a difference between, I think, these organizations and then individuals, and it's not clear to me. I think where I come down, and I have to think this through a little bit more, but I think where I come down is maybe the organizations, we should be clear that the organizations ought to be regulated, but what about individuals who are trying to do the right thing?
Right. Chairman, if I may. They tried to clarify the language last night in committee, and they said that it wasn't specific enough, that it would not cover, all programs by the current definition. So they wanted the bill to include anyone who sets traps. They don't care what the actual intent is of setting the trap. So my question is, if it's every trapping organization, is it only meant for felines? Is it only meant for cats? Because, like, pest control sets traps for squirrels, raccoons, possums. Are we specific in the wording? Is it just feral cat trapping?
Mm.
Or feline trapping? Because that's my thought. I mean, there's trapping. There's hunters that trap. There's all kinds of trapping.
Mm. Well, you know, Laura's not here to, Legislator Petit's not here to speak on it, so I don't have some of the answers to, you know, your questions, which are, you know, very good questions. So I don't.
Postpone it.
Yeah, if I could.
The questions.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Would we okay. like to do that? Is postpone it, and we'll put together our questions, and this way she has an opportunity, and you know, we could always try to make another meeting for it and go from there. Does that work?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So do I have a motion to postpone?
Motion.
Second.
Thank you. Okay. So we'll just turn this one over then. Oh, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Resolution 242, approving the execution of a contract amendment in excess of $50,000 into by the County Correction Medical Care, Inc. And this is the Ulster County Sheriff. This is the letter that just was sent to us a couple hours ago. Executive Hines sent a letter with some... to be aware of kind of a couple of things. So, Sheriff, if you want to speak first, and then we'll kind of go from there.
With the letter you guys got it a couple hours ago, I just got it. So
okay.
I really don't have a
okay.
whole lot to say
That's
on
fine.
That. Just that the first reading of the letter, it looks like it's a rub between the exec and the count and the controller. We haven't had a problem with CMC. The Attorney General came down a few years ago. We were given direction. We took that direction. We're doing what we have to do. And we're looking for a one-year extension, and it goes out to bid next year for an RFP next year.
Okay.
Actually, it'll go out this year because we're doing it earlier than normal this year.
Okay. Legislator Eckert, did you have a question?
Yeah. So I'm concerned. I take your comments seriously and at face value. But I'm not sure what to do with this, in the sense that do we have independent verification that this company is doing what it's supposed to be doing? There was an audit by the New York State Attorney General. They corrected the problems. Here, the county executive is suggesting that we might say to the comptroller, please independently audit to make sure that this is accurate. That is to say that any wrongdoing has been corrected. And so I'm kind of left wondering what's the most responsible thing to do here. We have some doubt, and it's not that we shouldn't take the sheriff's word, but perhaps it needs to be independently verified so we're all covered. We've, you know, all crossed our T's and dotted our I's.
Mm-hmm.
So
the letter doesn't as much suggest that you go to the comptroller, because the comptroller has brought up things in 2010 and 2012, but then approved the contract and amendments 3 years since then. And I think what he's asking is if there is maybe audits or reports that they've done that haven't been made public, that maybe your body requests those, and also maybe consider using some of the funds that were put in the 2018 budget for auditing, using an external auditor to come in. I was on a phone call with the Attorney General's office on Thursday.
Okay.
They didn't say that what they found was in Ulster County was any better or worse than the other 11 counties that they did a report on.
Okay.
They're suggesting that CMC go through another year of monitoring.
Okay.
There was 3 years of monitoring that was done for a settlement back in 2014.
Okay.
Which allowed us to enter into a contract with CMC. We've done RFPs, and CMC has been the only responder in the past.
Okay.
The purchasing department will go out with the sheriff's department, as he said, this summer slash early fall, adding in some recommendations from the Attorney General's office for oversight.
Okay.
Again, they were satisfied with going and amending and extending it for another year. They knew that we were planning on doing so,
okay.
And they were okay with that. I think because they set up that conference call, the county executive wanted to make sure that you had the information that we had. He felt an obligation, and that the sheriff, frankly, has that information, because it was kind of the attorney general to the county attorney, and the executive's office, and the sheriff was not brought in the loop on that yet. And unfortunately, with the timing, that was Thursday, and then Tuesday we have this amendment, and you got the letter 2 hours before the meeting. It was unfortunate, but there was not a lot of time to have these conversations before this meeting.
So it sounds like, is it fair to say we're kind of in a bind? We don't have a lot of people bidding on this contract to extend it.
I wouldn't say we're in a bind. We won't know until when we put it out there, but there's other companies that are chomping at the bit. Because Bob Solo retiring, I didn't know about the conference call. We have somebody within the sheriff's office on the recommendation of the monitor from the attorney general's office that completes a report once a month.
Okay.
And it was Warden Russo. He retired. Now that's tasked to Captain Mike McGurk.
Okay.
He'll look at a specific part of the CMC contract once a month and then complete a report. So those reports are on file.
Okay.
And whether to monitor, we've only, the monitor since 2014 or 15 has only been there once. So I'm not sure how much they're really looking into it.
Okay.
But, you know, we're happy with their services, but we're also happy to go out to an RFP next year. And there are, I know for a fact, there's one or two other companies that'll bid.
Okay.
Whether they can give us the services that we get at the price that we get, it remains to be seen.
So you're...
Sorry, Mark.
If I could just add one thing. The only way that we're sort of technically in a bind is that the contract expired in April, and we're kind of going on a... In each of our contracts, we allow for a 60-day extension, but to try to go out and RFP and do everything before that would be nearly impossible. I mean, the RFP itself, once it's out, is out for 4 weeks.
Okay.
So, and it'll take some time to draft.
Okay. So you're comfortable saying let's extend it another year, and then after that year,
I am.
Open up the RFP.
We are as well.
Yes. Okay.
So both are good.
Okay.
Everybody's good.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was helpful. Thank you.
So can I have a motion to move forward with the resolution?
Motion.
Second?
Second.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay. Resolution passes. Thank you, Mark.
Thank you, Sharon.
Okay. Resolution 243, authorizing the chairman of the Ulster County Legislature to execute an agreement with the New York State Division of Homeland Security and Emergency Services for the 2017 statewide communications grant, amending capital project 482, amending the 2018 capital fund budget. And Steve, did you want to add anything to that?
Yep, the capital project, that particular capital project is to move the common police frequency that we have to a simulcast solution, which would provide better coverage for law enforcement type calls. And then the balance of that will be towards interoperability frequencies. This is part of the requirement.
Any other questions? Can I have a motion to move it?
Motion.
Thank you. Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Good. Resolution passes. Resolution 245, appropriating funds from the district attorney's forfeiture account. This is the district attorney's office, and the YSEP sent an email somewhat regarding this resolution if we had any questions, but since he's not here, I'll just read it. The committee is aware that the DA has been leasing vehicles for its investigation staff for a number of years. The purpose of the institution of a lease program was to save county taxpayer dollars, reducing operating costs, and maintaining an efficient vehicle fleet. To date, the program has fully accomplished all these goals. This year, we have added a new investigator under a fully funded state pilot program, and the lease is for this investigator, which I think we did last month, right? I think we passed that resolution for the investigator. If anybody had any other questions, I only know those answers. I don't know anything else. So it's coming from their forfeiture account. If not, can I have a motion to approve?
I'll move.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, resolution passes. Okay. 246. authorizing the chairman of Ulster County Legislature to execute an agreement with the New York State Division of Criminal Justice Services, which this is for Project Give. And Nancy, did you want to speak on this?
This is a project we've been involved in for several years with Kingston Police Department, the Sheriff's Department, other law enforcement agencies, and the District Attorney's Office. Specifically, probation uses it to fund a portion of our two specialized domestic violence caseloads, the officers that cover those.
Okay. So, what's the interface between the money you'll get for probationary services and the urgent task force? Like, what is the...
The Sheriff's Department operates urgent, so I'm not sure if they use that money towards urgent at all, but the overall organization, the Give group, that meets monthly, there's a general mission, and then each agency contributes their piece of it differently. Like, we're specifically domestic violence oriented. I think yours is switched to DBA too. That being that the research, which this is all data-driven, at the point that they switched over to using Give towards some domestic violence-specific initiatives had to do with the research was showing that more than 50% of the aggravated assaults in the city of Kingston were domestic violence-related. So that's when we started dedicating our funding towards DV caseloads.
Okay. Help me understand, forgive my ignorance, but so this money is given to urgent, and this is a subcategory of urgent? It's not urgent at all. Okay. Because the urgent is mentioned in here, right, in the contract, detailing the payment schedule, contract, things of that nature, but I just want to be clear what the interface was.
Billy Weishaupt puts together the program. Uh-huh. He puts out to the state what we're looking for, and they decide how much we're going to get. He'll decide whether it goes to urgent. In the past, it's gone to partially fund an investigator at the Domestic Violence Task Force. Call it something
FCAC
different now. Yeah.
So all of this stuff will go to Give. None of it will, we won't share any funding with specifically urgent.
Correct.
Okay, gotcha.
Any other questions? Okay, and I have a motion to move the resolution.
Motion.
Thank you. Second?
Second.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, resolution passes. Resolution 247, authorizing the chairman of the Ulster County Legislature to execute an agreement with the Ulster County Board of Cooperative Educational Service to provide the deputy sheriff as school resource officer. And this one is for BOCES. So the first one's for BOCES, 247.
And do we already have these in place?
Or
is this is continuing.
Okay.
Motion to move it?
Move.
Second, thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Resolution passes. Resolution 248, provide authorizing the chairman of the Ulster County Legislature to execute an agreement with the Ontiora Central School District to provide a deputy sheriff as a school resource officer. So this is Ontiora, same thing, continuing the SRO. Motion to move it?
Move.
Thank you. Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Resolution passes. Thank you. And Resolution 249, authorizing the chairman of the Ulster County Legislature to execute an agreement with the Roundout Valley Central School District to provide two deputy sheriffs as a school resource officers.
Yeah, I just had a question. Why two? Is that as opposed to the others that were one? I was just curious.
They requested two. This is a continuation of last year's contract.
Yeah.
So it's fully funded by the school district.
So it's driven by what the school district feels they need?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Motion to move it forward.
Chairman, I'd like to make that motion.
Sure. Second?
I'll second.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, resolution passes.
Thank you.
Okay, Sheriff's Report.
Is it in my pile?
No, it's not in pile.
Do you want to say anything while I'm looking for it?
We had an uptick in board-ins. So when you get an uptick in board-ins, you get an uptick in telephone revenue. We think that the number of board-ins that we have are going to continue at least a level that we have now for a number of years. We're getting 35 or so a day from Greene County now.
Wow.
Unfortunately, due to the problems they're having with their jail. And we're still getting 5 or 8 or so a day from Dutchess County. So, you know, we don't see that changing in the next number of years, whether they go out and try and fix the problems that they have at the current jail or whether they start building. They're still going to have to board out their inmates.
Good.
Yeah, good for us.
Yeah, yeah, we said that last month, so at least we're continuing. Did you have sorry. Anything else to add, Sheriff? Anybody else have anything to add? Do we have any old business? New business? And does anybody have events around the county they want to talk about over the next month or so?
We're getting ready to put down. We did one Narcan training for civilians at the Law Enforcement Center 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
60 people we had in
there. Oh, wow.
It went off really well. We're going to do another one down at the Falcon. It's in the works. We don't know the date yet, but we're looking at somewhere maybe around June 26th.
Okay.
At the Falcon, and also we're going to do one in town of Marbletown. I think maybe the 17th or something like that.
Okay.
And these are all for civilians.
The 17th
We work
of June?
In conjunction with awareness.
Mm-hmm. June 17th?
Yeah. Not positive of the date, but for sure this month we should have two.
Okay. You'll forward the dates to Jay. She'll get them to us. Okay. Great. Anything else? Yes.
How are they dealing with the Narcan kits?
You know, with the first one we did for civilians was just 2 weeks ago, and we handed them also out a card saying, if you use it, let us know, because the sheriff's office is in charge of keeping all the statistics for all the agencies in the county. Now we're taking on the civilians, too. The training went well. We haven't heard yet whether any civilian has used it.
So potentially you could just, you know, you get trained, you get the kit, and you could use it, and you might not tell anybody you used it.
Well, we're asking, you know, part of the training we give them is because of the Good Samaritan law.
Right, right.
You know, don't be afraid to use it. Don't be afraid to send us the information.
Right.
Nobody's going to get in any trouble. And don't be afraid when you're using Narcan. You better call 911, too, because we've seen times where they've given somebody 5 doses of Narcan, and you're only having 2 in your bag. So you better call 911 at the same time that you're using the Narcan, just in case.
Right. I would just be curious to know, like, exactly to what extent.
Right. So unless they have to freely give us the information, and then we'll get it out there, and there's nothing, it's confidential. We don't put anybody's name out there at all, but we would like to know how many civilians are actually using it.
Yeah.
Great. Thank you. Anybody have anything else? Our next meeting will be Tuesday, July 3rd.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, we're getting there, right? Can I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Thank you. Second?
Second.
All right. Thank you, everybody.
You'll tell me.